As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Resident herbalist Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Magical engineer Frank and I got a great show. And thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We, here on Herb Talk, we like to empower you, so that's what we're going to do. And we're going to be talking about slimming down because, you know, this time of year, that's what people want to hear about. That's what they see everywhere, is how do we lose all the weight we picked up at the holidays, which, you know, you probably picked up quite a bit. Most people do. So we're going to talk about an easy way to do that. Also, we're going to be talking, since we're going to be talking about slimming down, we're going to be talking about hitting that topic on the whey protein shakes, which seemed to be popular the first time we went over it. So we're going to hit that a little bit. And if we get time left over, we may jump into some more of that modifying the food pyramid again. We have stuff we didn't cover last time. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi, righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting all of America prayer. hit the knees, seeking the Lord's face. Hope you will too. And I did bring my devotional today. And today's devotional is from Romans 12 and Jeremiah 29. And it goes like this. Come to me with a teachable spirit, eager to be changed. A close walk with me is a life of continual newness. Do not cling to old ways as you step into this new year. Instead, seek my face with an open mind, knowing that your journey with me involves being transformed by the renewing of your mind. And as you focus your thoughts on me, be aware that I am fully attentive to you. I see you with a steady eye because my attention span is infinite. I know and understand you completely. My thoughts embrace you in every lasting moment with love. I also know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. So give yourself fully to the adventure of increasing attentiveness to my presence. Amen, says the Lord. And of course, if you haven't been seeking the Lord's face, please mind the time because it grows short because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker today, FDA is suggesting new limits on lead that they put in lipstick. Yep. According to FDA, they've issued this new draft of guidance recommendations. They want to lower the lead limit in a lot of popular cosmetic products, and not just your lipstick, but your eyeshadows, blush, body foundations, shampoos, all that stuff. It's not a binding thing with the FDA. It's a recommendation. And they want to make sure that the products in the sundry items makeup area have lead levels that aren't going beyond the 10 parts per million, which if it goes over that, they said could be a threat to public health. So lead is known to be a neurotoxin, and it can accumulate in the body over time. So the FDA guidance was actually prompted, we hear, by the Citizens Petition, who submitted it in 2011. It's an association that represents personal care products in the industry, and they were pushing the FDA to take a closer look at the cosmetic products and to make sure they're not breaching any safety levels with the heavy metals. Now, research conducted by the FDA shows that more than 99% of all the cosmetics applied externally, all of them currently on the market, seem to have lead in them. So the agency does maintain that those levels are below the threat level. So there you go. Keep an eye on that. Moving along, the quack report. Here's a company that's using a computer vision program to help the visually impaired. This is a technological innovation for the blind. It's a wearable assistant, and it's made by a company called Horus, H-O-R-U-S, Incorporated. And it consists of a headset and some cameras and a pocket processor with a battery. So it utilizes the same technology that the cars on auto drive are using, drones use to navigate, and so forth. And I just think it was interesting that this company's name, Horus, well, it was the ancient Egyptian god's name, a man with a falcon's head with a right eye that was described as the son of the morning star. All right, so Horus is a wearable device and it that observes and understands, describes an environment to the impaired, the visually impaired, and it gives them information in a discreet way, and the computer program can read text, can recognize faces and objects, and a lot more. So Horus is able to describe what the cameras are seeing, such as a postcard, a photograph, or a landscape, and it provides a short description of what is in front of it. So tech recognition, face recognition, object recognition, mobility assistance. And this is all because of University of Geneva, the research team there in Italy, helped create this computer interface system. It's also going to be used for robots to help them navigate. All right, last but not least in the quack report, speaking of technology, High-tech washing machines and refrigerators going to be pretty much the norm here. And it's interesting that these are going to be like smart devices. They're going to be hooked up to smart meters. They're going to communicate with each other. And this makes detectives very happy. I'm talking about police detectives. The devices are connected together in the world of smart meter working, and it provides a lot of information. It also can give the police clues. Detectives are currently being trained to look at these gadgets called white goods, which could provide digital footprints for victims or criminals in crimes. So wireless cameras within these devices, like your refrigerator, may record a movement of the owner or a suspect. Doorbells even that connect directly to apps on your user phones can also remotely, if the homeowner wants to let someone in and they're not at home, they can offer access to the premises that way. So all these devices leave a log and a trace of activity, and so this can actually blueprint a crime scene. And the new Samsung Family Hub Free Fridge, by the way, has cameras, and they say it's a really handy thing because homeowners that are out at the store and they can't remember if they need to buy more milk, they can go to their Samsung fridge and ask it, show me the inside of the fridge. Do I need to get milk? And it'll show you a picture of the contents inside your refrigerator. So they think that's going to be just the way of the future. And, of course, detectives of the future going to have digital forensic toolkits and analyze microchips and download them right there on the scene without having to take anything back to the lab for testing. Who knew, right? Your appliances are going to tell on you. I guess, you know, don't come down in the middle of the night not wearing anything. Open the fridge. It's going to take a picture of you. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Yeah, Frank has a good point. He says you can't have lead in paint, but you can have it in your lipstick that you use every day. Yeah, you guys out there are going to be kissing girls with lead lips. How about that? I know, it's sad. Well, you know, the alternative is to get something without the lead in it. So personally, you can get now lip balm, which is, you know, beeswax or some sort of Vaseline product. Some of them are Vaseline products. But, you know, like Burt's Bees has the chapsticks with the color in it, and it's almost like lipstick, and there's no those toxic chemicals and leads and stuff in there. All right, we're going to be talking about slimming down in 2017 because, you know, every new year we kind of get bombarded with the weight loss plans. You know, according to worldometer.com, the FDA, they say Americans are spending like $30 billion on diet aids every year. So the weight loss industry nets $60 billion, and that includes food plans, you know, gym memberships, exercise equipment, and also those in-home workout videos. So this industry is expanding now to its newest clientele base, which is overweight and obese children. So medical doctors, nutritional dietitians, and drugs tend to be also part of this ever-growing segment of business. And we can't forget that a significant number of those that are overweight are also diabetic. Now, according to the National Institute of Health, in the United States, more men are overweight by 74% compared to women by 64%. Now, I would have thought it had been the other way. I would have thought that. But in this, they even have an obese category, and it seems to be a tie between men and women. 35% of the men, 35% of the women tend to fall into the obese category. Now, we're going to take a look at some of these weight loss techniques that will give us, you know, maybe a successful edge this year and not have to do it again next year. Well, let's look at the weight risks because being overweight, you know, brings a lot of health risk with it, like heart disease, high blood pressure, stroke risk, sleep apnea, liver disease, osteoporosis, and certain types of cancer. So you know that the United States, as a nation, has a problem with weight, when there's an extreme obesity category. Yeah, there's one labeled that, extreme obesity. And women are edging out the men in that category by 8%, and men are at 4% there. So when we look at ethnic groups, in every grouping, the men are more overweight than the women by an average of 73% versus 40%. Now, according to the National Institutes of Health, medical practitioners are required to report on patients' weight and body mass index to insurance companies, and the statistics are showing that weight problems begin as early as age 2 up to age 19. So again, the males in the youth category are heavier by 32% compared to the females by 17%. Now, in less than 50 years between 1962 and 2010, weight gain in the United States showed that moderately overweight individuals kind of remained the same at about 30%. And the obesity area climbed from 35% to 48%. And the extreme obesity area climbed from 49% to 75%. So when we compare the overweight statistics on Americans in the 1950s, we find a mere 10% of the population had a weight issue, you know? So childhood obesity really didn't start up until 1963, but it really started to climb in the 1980s, okay? All right, so let's look at some of the contributing factors. Experts have their opinions on why Americans are weighing more these days, and they've listed some contributing factors. Just a few of them are, you know, they say the restaurant portions of your entrees are 4 times larger than what you were served in the 1950s. They also say dinner plates became larger since the 1900s by about 23%. So in the 1900s, a dinner plate was 9 inches. Now it's 12 inches. It's a big platter, you know. Also, there's been an increase in sugar consumption, and also the modern conveniences have led to more sedentary lifestyles, you know, sedentary entertainment and so forth. Stress and boredom have contributed because we eat more, and also a lack of sleep contributes to a weight issue, as well as convenience foods and lots of foods with empty calories. And a low nutrition in food is also contributing because the body is not as satisfied and we tend to eat more. All right, well, let's look at, it's really a struggle for a lot of people. And so according to the National Weight Control Registry, people who lose weight will gain it back within about 2 years. And people who keep the weight off for 5 years or more, they have a better chance of keeping it off due to they've actually made a lifestyle change. It's not just a diet. So one major difference at keeping that weight off was, you know, adding that regular exercise to the healthier diet. So it became a way of life doing that. And let's look at some of the greens that give us the edge in our weight loss trek here. According to 2014 research that's out of Lund University in Sweden, spinach helps to decrease hunger while increasing your weight loss. So according to their research, spinach contains thiolacoids, and they offer 43% greater success rate at weight loss. So apparently the thiolacoids in spinach reduce our food cravings for sweets, fast food, and carbohydrates. And they report that spinach also supports healthy hormone activity for better appetite control and eating habits. So the research team suggests that, you know, you should have a drink with spinach in it before, you know, at breakfast, and that reduces your food cravings during the day, and it tends to satisfy your hunger. So their study reported with regards to their test groups that those who had spinach lost an average of 11 pounds and they had no food cravings compared to the 5 pounds the placebo group lost. So a little difference there. According to one of the professors on the study, Charlotte Alberson, professor of medicine and psychological chemistry at Lund University, she said, the key is to feel satisfied, which will reduce or eliminate the food cravings. This makes it easier to stick to that balanced 3 meals per day without snacks. end of quote. And I tend to agree with her right there. So Professor Aberson, she says that the processed convenience foods will break down quickly in the digestive tract, and it releases hormones in the digestive tract that send signals to the brain to compel us to eat more food. So the whole foods, like spinach, take longer to digest, and they offer more of a time-release energy source. And their study was published in the 2014 Journal of Appetite. Well, you know, it gets more interesting. We want to be successful at our weight loss, and we have really to keep in mind, we need to keep in mind that, you know, the body requires healthy fat. And if you want to lose weight, you got to have healthy fat. And we're going to be more successful in our weight control when we have whole foods and also foods with healthy fats in them. So the University of California School of Medicine, they released research from their January 2016 study in which they mention weight loss programs that are using omega-3 fatty acids are very successful. They mentioned, of course, the Mediterranean diet, which, you know, has a bunch of omega-3s. They also talk about the natural healthy fats in that diet. According to Dr. Cheryl Rock, the healthy fats lower the lipids and the saturated fats, often that are associated with bad cholesterol. And this also reduces the risk of heart disease and cancer, according to Dr. Cheryl Rock of the California School of Medicine. She says, what we found is a diet high in healthy oils, olive oil, coconut oil, for instance, did lower lipids and bad cholesterol and promotes healthy weight loss, end of quote. All right, so where does the fat go? Does anybody ever ask that question? I know it's we think it's been answered, but maybe not. You know, let's say you've made some dietary and exercise changes to your lifestyle, and you start to lose some extra weight. Where does that fat go, right? Well, health experts kind of in a disagreement about how the body disposes of all this unwanted fat. Now, we've heard that the body burns it for fuel or for a heat source, you know, energy source. However, in 2014, an Australian study suggested that the fat is disposed of through the pulmonary system, and we breathe it out as carbon dioxide. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, the physicists at the biotechnology lab at the University of New South Wales, they say our fat dissipates into thin air. Yeah, their research was published in the British Medical Journal, and Professor Andrew Brown states that if we trace the atoms in the fat, we find it's being lost through the oxygen and water conversion to carbon dioxide that we breathe out, and of course, water through the urine. So for every 10 kilograms, he says, that's about 22 pounds of fat. Every 22 pounds of fat that you lose, about 18 pounds are exhaled as carbon dioxide. The remaining becomes water excreted through the kidneys into urine. Interesting, huh? According to Professor Andrew Brown at the University of South Wales, Australia, he says, quote, more than 50% of doctors, dietitians, and personal trainers thought fat was converted to energy or heat. This misconception that we have encountered reveals surprising unfamiliarity about basic aspects of how the human body works, end of quote. Ooh, rip him. Rip him a new one there, Dr. Brown. Now, Professor Brown also answered the question, well, if we breathe more carbon dioxide, Professor Brown, do we accelerate our weight loss, you know? And he said no. No, he said no. Breathing more does not hasten the fat loss process. He said also weight loss or carbon dioxide human emissions, he says that does not cause global warming either, he said, end of quote. Okay. Now, let's look at some whole foods and even some herbs to help us out. Give us the extra edge as we lose our weight and keep it off for more than 5 years. So if we have a lot of weight, you know, we have more power than we think over our health and how we can conduct our lifestyle. So whole food diets with the omega-3 fats, a little regular exercise, and, of course, those green plants like your spinach can help speed your weight loss to success. Now, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have a few herbal products you might want to check into increase your success rate at weight loss, you want to look for their Body Foundation food mix. It has spinach in it, of course, but it has a lot of other things in it. It's super nutrition to infuse into the system a lot of those plant-based vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that satisfy your hunger. So you want to also check out their gentian root. It's a liquid, and if you need a little extra help, this prevents overeating, and a lot of Americans do that. Also, the American or Siberian ginseng that they have offer a lot of stamina to help you power through your exercise workouts. Actually, professional athletes and Olympians will use ginseng to do their workouts with, so you can too. So give them a call and order, or ask for a free product catalog. Their number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or you can, if you're outside the U.S., call the international number of 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Of course, you can visit their web store, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. You can get rid of the weight without all the drugs and surgery and really smile about your power. That is what it's about, empowerment. Money-saving coupons are also on their website, or if you don't have the internet, you can always ask about that. And if you do have email, you can also sign up for their free online newsletters, which are just packed full of natural therapies that you can, you know, get each and every week in your email, and of course share with family and friends, which is always great. Great feedback. You can read about what people are saying regarding the newsletters. They're on the website. So you can go to Books and Newsletters and check it out. No subscription fee, so they're completely free. And the American Survival goes out on Tuesdays, and the Health Quest goes out on Fridays. And you can just check them out for free. If you want to opt out of the list, you can. So absolutely no pressure there, but lots of free information to empower you. That's what that's about, thepowerherbs.com. All right. I hope everybody had a great New Year and obviously Christmas holiday. It's been an interesting few days into the new year. We've got snow coming here in North Carolina this weekend, and everybody's probably going to make a beeline for the grocery store. Well, North Carolina doesn't have a lot of the equipment that cities and states that normally get a lot of snow have, so it gets a little tricky here. To be on the road, you got a lot of people inexperienced; they don't know what they're doing, and of course, they don't have the plows and things that they normally have in like New York, New Jersey, Chicago, places that get a lot of snow. So we're getting some snow this weekend, so everybody's gonna buckle up in the state of North Carolina. One flurry and the schools close. I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating there. It's crazy. They just get all scared about that, wig it out. And so we're going to get some snow this weekend. Hopefully it won't stick around, Well, I can see by the clock. I'm going to take a break. But when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the way shakes everybody buys, especially bodybuilders, people that want to bulk up, lose weight. If we come back, we'll talk about it.
Oh, honey, honey, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. Honey, oh, sugar, sugar.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Wendy Wilson, and we're kind of talking about, you know, the new year, dropping a little weight, getting ready for, you know, the spring wardrobe, and of course, bathing suit season. And if you missed the first part of the show, we will have the show up on the archive area shortly, and you can go back and listen. Some great information on things you can tap into to really make your weight loss a success and keep it off. Now, we're going to touch base because we did talk about the whey shakes in the past. Got a lot of great feedback on that show as well. So I thought we'd kind of revisit that because a lot of people use the whey protein shakes to help them power through their, you know, workouts, weight loss programs. So let's just check it out real quick. A lot of bulking up these days with the muscles, and people will turn to the Whey Shake products, especially American males. They're into that. Because American males, you know, now they want to avoid the steroids, but they still want to beef themselves up. And so they're turning to the whey protein products. Does the whey protein, the powdered shakes, do these products, do they put more muscle on you? That's a good question. And according to MuscleFitness.com, it depends on the product. They say, quote, there are not-so-good whey protein products on the market, and there's better ones. Take a look at this protein source to see if there's a better choice for or if there's something else that you could use for building up and maintaining muscles. So what's the differences in the whey products? Well, a search on whey products pulls up a ton of information. However, the health experts state that the way that the protein is digested and utilized by the body is the key to the benefit. So it's called microfraction content, and they are and what it is whey is comprised of amino acids, which are required for muscle growth and energy and stamina. So whey also contains protein and antioxidants, which assist the immune system and muscle growth and repair. However, whey protein is digested differently than other protein sources. So we're told that the protein in the whey products are metabolized faster in less than 30 minutes, and the nutrients, like the amino acids, are sent to your muscles directly. So science is telling us that what pushes up the muscle growth and why bodybuilders are using the protein is because of the amino acids. So let's look at the supply of whey products, because whey protein is derived from cow's milk. And lately, the quality and health benefit of cow's milk has really been brought into question, and more people are switching to alternative milk products. But that may explain why over a four-year period from 2004 to 2008, Dairy Farmers of America euthanized about 500,000 cows in order to drive up their milk prices. So that incident prompted a lawsuit under the Caper-Volstead Act. It's a federal law that prohibits price fixing. And we're told that dairy farmers earn about 33% on the retail price of milk, which is normal for the market when you have a middleman distributor. And then there's the retailer getting their cut, of course. But Dairy Farmers of America, you know, are paid about $52 million. They had to pay out a $52 million settlement for that milk price-fixing thing. And dairy farmers can go bankrupt when milk prices drop. So since the government won't let them raise milk prices, their alternative through supply and demand is to kill the cows and bring the price back up. Well, where do we get all this whey then? According to resources, there are just a handful of suppliers for whey product, and they get it from manufacturers who collect the waste byproduct from cheese. So the two main manufacturers for processed whey protein are Glanbia of Ireland and Hillmar of California. And the whey is highly processed and filtered, and then they can produce an array of protein powders from it. So supplement companies like Optium and Dymatize order various protein powders from these sources and then add their own ingredients like flavorings, colorings, calcium caseinate, some digestive enzymes, a little salt, a little sugar, maybe some soy, and anti-caking agents to finish off their product that most people are buying in the store. So most body fitness experts are saying, so, you know, not all the whey products are the same, and nutritional effectiveness will vary. And a lot of the body fitness experts advise people to check for fat and carbohydrate values, and the lower the better. And most products will contain what is called a hydrolyzed whey protein. So a high-quality whey product will have more whey protein that's isolated, indicating 90% purity of the whey protein. So the hydrolyzed protein is processed into by your small intestine, and it's in fragments, and it has more filtering to it and more processing to it. Therefore, a lot of the whey products on the market can have less than 35% whey protein and typically will cost less. So not all whey products are the same. And what about raw milk? A lot of people say, why don't we just do that? Well, when we look at the raw milk, we find it contains whey and casein. And the main protein in raw milk is not whey. That's only 20%. But it's actually the casein, which is 80%. So where whey protein is quickly metabolized to feed muscles, the casein protein is slowly absorbed, and it helps to prevent muscle reduction in the absence of food. And some whey protein products will include casein hydrosolate to, you know, kind of quicken the absorption process. But according to fitness expert and author of Unlock Your Muscle Gene, Ori Hofmichler, he says that finding authentic casein in your whey product, which is preferred, but it can be hard to find. So the manufacturers will use acid, he says, and heat to extract the casein from the raw milk, and this kills a lot of the nutrition, and toxic residues remain. So Hofmichler notes that whole milk casein protein binds with calcium and phosphate to function properly in your system. So the acids in the processing of the milk and the protein of it tend to kill that balance and put acid residues in your body instead. So processing whole foods with heat or acids produce, he says, an inorganic product. And the side effects would include aftertaste, heartburn, bloating, various digestion problems, and allergic reactions. So people with weak kidneys or kidney problems or liver problems should avoid whey protein products. Pasteurized and homogenized milk products are also a problem due to the processing, kills nutrition, leaves the heat-hardy bacteria to thrive. And according to Hofmichler, he said, technically, heat protein gets carcinogenic due to its changes in its molecule integrity, which reduces digestibility and increases nitrogen waste. An increased load of nitrogenous waste material in the colon can ferment and promote cancer. End of quote. Wow, that's not good. So according to Hofmichler, people who use the whey protein products would pretty much need to eat plenty of digestive-resistant starches or soluble fiber to act as substrates for the healthy gut flora to counteract the protein fermentation process and help protect you from the colon cancer. Well, and you want to save muscle. You want to keep the muscle. And according to the December 1997 research that was in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science, there were two groups of patients, and they were tested on the whey versus the casein protein. And the group using the whey protein without the casein in it had a 25% loss of muscle mass compared to the group that had the casein product. So the research team was concluded that by keeping the casein protein, it reduces the amount of protein we burn for fuel in a 7-hour period and improves the protein balance. Now, physicians and scientists state that muscles cannot grow and retain without these two proteins in balance. So the best source will be unprocessed whole foods, but we should consider milk to be one of them. That's a question. According to Dr. Tom Cowan of Western Price Foundation, he said milk contains sugars, and any milk product, raw or processed, will affect our brain's opioid receptors. And he adds that this is why people are addicted to milk products. And he goes on to say that the opiate stimulates, disrupt our immune system, and it becomes an immune system suppressor. And he refers to a European study that found that when HIV and AIDS or cancer patients were given pain medicines containing opiates, that it suppressed the immune system. Therefore, Dr. Cowan suggests that anyone with immune system issues should avoid milk products, and that includes whey products. So if milk contains elements that can make us addicts to milk, and it can make us addicts to milk products, and it can suppress the immune system, which is a safeguard for our body, you know, to fight off disease like cancer, then avoiding milk sounds like a healthy thing. Well, let's get the protein in balance, because when we have food sources that offer us balanced proteins, we can experience the following benefits. Okay, so we can have a leaner body with greater unwanted fat, and we have more antioxidants and more cancer protection, and we have low triglycerides, and we have a better immune system function and more antibacterial fighting ability. All right, so let's look at some of these whole protein sources that we can tap into. One whole food with balanced protein comes from animals, but from chlorophyll-rich sources. For instance, chlorella is a high dose of chlorophyll. Spirulina also offers this rich nutrient based on plant proteins. And many people will turn to these plant sources to obtain the nutrition they normally would get with eating platefuls of vegetables. So the blessing behind the whole food sources of these nutrients is that they are perfectly balanced. So you don't have to worry about that. And we don't have to worry about isolated risks, highly processed or non-organic nutrients here. So according to an alternative medicine expert, Dr. Christopher Josh Axe, he says chlorella contains 16 grams of protein in just 3 tablespoons. Now, TV personality Dr. Oz, he pointed out that beef gives you protein. About 4 ounces of beef will get you 29 grams to 36 grams of the protein. A sirloin steak, about 35 grams of protein. However, this protein also, you get calories with that. You get saturated fats with that and cholesterol. So if you want to lose weight but you want the proteins, the plant proteins like chlorella and spirulina, they will line up the nutrients that are easily metabolized without loading on the calories and unwanted fats and risking you to cardiovascular disease. So an ounce of chlorella will give you 16 grams of protein. It also will have vitamin A, vitamin B2, vitamin B1, vitamin B6, vitamin B3, iron, magnesium, and zinc. Now, natural health insurance, that's what you're going to get when you get some whole foods going in your lifestyle. Because, you know, I've been an herbalist for about 20 years, and I've learned that the right nutrition is kind of like having a no-premium health insurance, because better nutrition lowers your health risk. Therefore, if you decide to use chlorella and spirulina as plant protein sources for healthier muscles, then, and it's easier to retain the muscle mass, then you might want to go with the following benefits it offers you. So your plant proteins, like you find in spirulina and chlorella, they will protect your eye tissue and improve night vision. You will be more resistant to stress and fatigue. It will help prevent migraine headaches. It improves your skin health and prevents acne, protects against bowel cancer, improves sleep, helps the body to manage blood sugars, lowers your cholesterol and triglycerides, and deters the allergic reactions you can get with whey products. Also improves nervous system health, improves your digestion and the health of your reproductive system, including the prostate for you guys, also strengthens bones, improves the immune system function to fight infection, and protects the body from heavy metals and radiation. Wow. That's quite the benefit list. So kind of obvious that, you know, the benefits that you get from plant proteins instead of animal protein is where, you know, you won't have a cancer risk, you won't have an addiction risk, it won't suppress the immune system. So when you're using your plant proteins like chlorella and spirulina, you're taking in whole food nutrients that are perfectly balanced. They fight the oxidative stress on a cellular level, which means that you'll be able to dump more unwanted fat and improve your skin health and look younger. So your plant protein sources, you can find them in many of the stores, in powders, tablets, and even beverages. The thing that you want to look for is an organic source and one that is not exposed to radiation. So in the past, the islands of Hawaii had the highest quality of chlorella and spirulina, but now with the Fukushima nuclear incident in Japan, it kind of put a cloud over all the naturally collected Pacific sources. So you want to be careful. and also investigate your freshwater sources due to the pollution motorboats add to water. Now, in the meantime, some of the farm-cultivated sources are pretty good, and they're the safest, thereby significantly limiting not only the radiation and the pollution factors. So companies that harvest farm-cultivated chlorella and spirulina are also very careful to monitor their water quality and test for any kind of radiation and pollution levels. Now, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they have the body food mix, which does have your chlorella, your spirulina, and that wonderful spinach, along with some other things in there to help you with your weight loss and muscle mass training, bulking up, and it comes from quality farm-cultivated sources. So certified organic, farm-cultivated. In addition to the plant protein in the body food mix, you're also going to get 22 natural amino acids and vitamins and minerals that are all water-soluble. So you can just add this powdered mix to juice or water, and it's quickly absorbed. It's in the system working and within 60 seconds. And you will feel that the body is satisfied, and you won't overeat, and you won't want to snack on some of the empty calorie stuff out there. And so you can stick to your three healthy meals a day and your exercise regimen and lose that unwanted fat that you want to lose. So thepowerherbs.com, you can click on energy sources to get over there to see the body food mix as well as the ginseng, if you want to add the American or Siberian ginseng for stamina and more energy. If you're worried about overeating, the gentian root is, I think, on the digestive page. So look for the digestion herbs there. So you can check that out. Okay, we have a few minutes. Oh, the website, thepowerherbs.com, and the phone number if you want to give them a call and ask for the Body Foundation Food Mix. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. All right, we got a few minutes, so we're going to tap into some of the things we didn't get done the other day when we were talking about updating our food pyramid to protect our health. So we want to make sure that we're fast-tracking a lot of good nutrition into the body. And so if you feel a little stressed out on a daily basis, you know, a little nutrition is going to go, or a lot of healthy nutrition is going to go a long way for you. We want to make sure that the nutrients and foods are transported properly, and we're also going to use foods that help carry toxins out of the body. That's a good thing. So we want to cleanse and nourish when we, you know, feed ourselves. And so there's a fluid system within the body, and a delivery system, and an eliminator system. So these are areas where you'll see a lot of things evident in the body chemically. And so if we get sick, these functions can slow or even build up. So the body has to have, for the cleanse and nourish mechanism to work, it has to have natural calcium, natural iodine, natural silicon, and sodium. So without those elements, the blood in your body is going to be sick and full of disease. The lymphatic system won't be able to retain its balance of fluids in order to assist with nutrition delivery and detoxifying of the system. So that's how important calcium, iodine, silicon, and sodium are. And you want them in natural sources. You do not want them in synthetic sources. So calcium, you know, we hear about this, good for your bones, your skin, and connective tissue. But it's also going to provide a source of natural calcium is going to provide what we need, especially when we're out in hot weather. It helps us to retain a healthy temperature. So your pasteurized dairy products that contain calcium, it has a limited amount of calcium, and it doesn't have the other elements of magnesium and boron so the body can absorb it properly. So you want to always look for sources that have your calcium, magnesium, and boron, with two parts calcium, one part boron, one part magnesium. And you find that perfect ratio in your green leafy vegetables, oranges, and some of your herbs like horsetail and comfrey and oat straw. So plants and herbs contain this natural calcium base with the required elements for uptake, your minerals, like barley and kale. These are ingredients in an old Danish broth which was given to children to strengthen their bones. And the Danes also knew that natural calcium in plants will not produce calcium deposits or hardening of deposits in arteries or bone spurs on or kidney stones. You want to watch those animal supplements for calcium because a lot of times they've got seashells in there and bone meal is from cow's bones. So that's where they're getting all that calcium supposedly, but it's not a balanced source. So if you're looking for some foods with super calcium other than your green leafy vegetables, try some sesame seeds. Tiny seed, but packed full of calcium with your magnesium and boron. Also your adult's seaweed, your kelp, your whole grains, and herbs like horsetail, oat straw, comfrey, and lobelia. Of course, if you want to make it easy on yourself, you can go to thepowerherbs.com. And, of course, that body food mix does have dults in it, along with your spinach and spirulina and chlorella. Man, that product's getting better and better as I go along, you know. Also, they have a liquid calcium if you just want to use that. So you can check that out, too. It's under the herbal tinctures tab at thepowerherbs.com. So you can correct a lot of things with that liquid in just a few months. It's just an amazing thing. It's like a miracle in a bottle. That's God, though. We can't take the credit. See, God did that. He's the master chemist. Now, iodine is another wonder. A lot of Americans have a thyroid disease because they're not getting natural iodine anymore. And modern medicine is relying on the processed salt to be iodized, but that's not even a real iodine. That's a synthetic iodine that's added back in. So a lot of people, you know, are on low salt or no salt diets. And of course, that processed salt is not good, but your organic sun-dried salt is heart friendly. It's not going to give you hypertension, and it carries along the microminerals you need for electrolytes and your heart to beat correctly and your nervous system to work. And so sun-dried ocean salt is your best version of salt, and it's gray in color, not white, so look for that. If you can't find it in your stores, guess who has it? Yep, the folks at Apothecary Herbs. You will be amazed at how a salt in your system can just turn your whole life around on a health level. It is one of those natural things the body needs and needs all the time. Now, silicon is essential for tissue repair, strength, and firmness of all those muscles and tissues. Also, if you fracture a bone, you're going to need silicon. Of course, you're going to find, of course, your silicon in oats and barley, alfalfa, beetroot, which are, by the way, in the body food mix. And, you know, you're also going to find silicon is, you know, a lot of people, if they have boils or cysts, it means they're silicon deficient. So if you got any of that going on, you know, you might want to check out the calcium formula or the body food mix at thepowerherbs.com. Of course, we talked about the salt, which will have your natural sodium in there. But sodium you'll find also in cabbage, water chestnuts, garlic, peaches, radishes and broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cashews, and hot peppers. So, but if you want to supplement and you don't want to go to all the trouble of buying all that produce, then call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and get their catalog. You'll be amazed how powerful you can be. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Don't forget, sign up for their newsletters if you do have email, because that's how they're delivered, and they're free. Subscriptions are free, and you'll get information each and every week in your email from them, and it's an amazing thing to have. If you don't have the newest catalog, do request that. So the new one arrived just around Thanksgiving. So if you don't have the new one, do call and get that, because the pricing is different in there. And also they've added new sizes and a few new things. So if you don't have the internet to go check them out, then do call for the new catalog at 866-229-3663. Apothecary Herbs, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Ugh, and I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.